Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Good, thank you.
This is a message you received from Simon. This is the age-old problem that you hear about and you see all the time. It's about dogs chasing cats, or maybe cats chasing dogs. What's the dynamic with the two animals? I'm sure you know all about this.
You're exactly right. A tale as old as time. So, interestingly enough, you know, I often used to go to a vet's, and they had a cat that was their vet cat. And this cat would walk into a room full of dogs and walk in as if it owned the place. And every dog would be looking at this cat as if to say, oh, you're just so cool. And this cat, nothing fazed this cat. And I think that's the dynamic that we're dealing with.
Okay.
Cats seem to have more inner confidence. They've got a little bit more, you know, it's my world, it's my zone.
It's almost arrogance at times, isn't it? They say that cats can be a bit arrogant.
It can be a little arrogant.
Yeah.
Dogs, on the other hand, they're more perceptive and you know, they kind of, if I was to suddenly turn around and swish my paw at a dog, they're like, whoa. So I think the cats have it all over the dogs in many regards, while the energy in the experience is low. However, once that cat starts running, for dogs, it's like chasing rabbits and butterflies. It is the funnest game in town. It's not for the cat, but it is for the dog. So getting them to be able to respect one another's boundaries, as a dog trainer, what I say to clients is, look, let them sort it out for themselves, because the day the dog corners the cat, that's the day the cat will probably whack the dog on the snout, and that will be the end of the conversation. But if you do have a really fearful cat, that's when the dog will get the advantage, as far as if that cat thinks something bad's going to happen, then the dog's on top. So what I would try and do in that regard is I would try and bring them together inside more often, where they're kind of, oh, you're the boring cat, oh, you're the boring dog. But also maybe the cat could go outside in the front yard and the dog could go out in the backyard. But
Got their own spaces and their own areas.
Yeah, so they don't have to worry about each other.
Yep.
It's not the perfect answer, but it's the safest, because you can't always be around. But in the interim, maybe the cat's allowed to sleep on the couch and the dog's allowed to sleep. So they're getting used to one another, and they're getting, in some regards, bored with the other being around. So we've got less chance of chasey-chasey when we go outside.
So that's how they sort of operate in the household. They've got their own particular space and they work together. Like humans, I suppose.
Exactly right. There's a funny thing in our sensory system, and it's the same for animals. You know, we can't possibly take in all the bits of information that exist. So what our brain does is it just edits it out,
okay,
the stuff that we know about and was there yesterday kind of thing. And so then the thing that pops up that gets on our radar is the thing that is out of place or we didn't see yesterday. So for the dog normally sees the cat, you know, maybe walking around nice and chilled and relaxed, but maybe we're chasing a lizard outside in the backyard. So it becomes this interesting bouncing, running, chasing, catching, something fun to chase. And that's where dogs get into trouble with cats. But most cats will turn around and go, hey, this is my world. So unless it's a fearful cat, let them sort it out. But if you do have a really anxious or fearful cat, just try and make them more sociable with one another in a controlled environment where we have supervision. Distance is always a key. The more stressed an animal is, the more distance you want to create, and time.
Okay.
So we just keep building time.
Good stuff. Thanks, Joe. If you have a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
See you next week.